Amazon made news this month by announcing it will debut package deliveries by aerial drone to real customers in a Northern California town. The e-commerce giant has been flight testing its delivery drones in Oregon for the past few years. Documents obtained by Public Radio show that Amazon's drone prototype suffered a spate of crashes at the Pendleton Airport. Correspondents Tom Bonsi and Antonio Sierra report on what happens next.
Seattle-based Amazon announced on its corporate blog that the first U.S. customers to be able to order small items for delivery by drone will be in Lockford, California.
Where is that?
Lockford is an unincorporated town at the north end of the Central Valley. Population, about 3,500. Tom, you're not alone wondering why Amazon chose Lockford. California Assemblyman Heath Flora sat in on an advance briefing Amazon provided to local officials.
It was in good proximity to, you know, a major hub for Amazon. And to have a community like Lockford that is, you know, relatively rural, that's relatively open, not a lot of obstructions out there, it just seemed like a perfect fit.
Flora told us he's excited to have a front row seat for a potentially fundamental change in how products move around.
Now, the interesting twist here is that Amazon is promising to begin flying drones over people's houses less than a year after a string of crashes. The Pendleton Airport, just up the hill from me, was one of the main places Amazon conducted recent flight testing on this long gestating project.
Amazon's delivery drone is not something you'd want falling out of the sky near you, for sure. It weighs about the same as a power lawnmower, about 85 pounds, give or take. The autonomous flying machine has a hexagonal wing surrounding six electric motors and propellers. Amazon says the drone can deliver items weighing up to 5 pounds.
We asked the FAA for incident reports on all unmanned aerial vehicle mishaps at the Pendleton test range since 2018. We identified 10 crashes serious enough to be reported to the feds, and nearly all of them involved Amazon's package delivery drone.
911, where is your emergency?
Pendleton Airport.
This is a 911 call from a year ago in June when an Amazon drone undergoing flight testing crashed so hard it started a wildfire.
Okay, so it's in the field, and what is on fire?
It is an unmanned aircraft.
The fire burned about 25 acres of wheat stubble and grass at the edge of the Pendleton Airport before the fire department put it out. No structures were lost and nobody was hurt in this crash or any of the others we know about.
In April, Bloomberg reported on some of the drone crashes in Pendleton. Current and former employees told reporters that Amazon prioritized speed over safety during the development process. But the increased scrutiny hasn't slowed down business in Pendleton. Drone range manager Daryl Abling says the range is projecting 15 to 17,000 flights in 2022. That's more than double 2021's total. Abling wouldn't name Amazon or any other companies directly, but he says the number of reported crashes are small compared to the number of test flights Pendleton hosts.
It's a drop in the ocean. With that many operations, you'd have to have a significant number of incidents even to hit a threshold of a tenth of a percent.
Safety, flight hours, noise are some of the things on the minds of people in Lockford who are, in some cases, still learning they'll be on the cutting edge. I chatted with San Joaquin County Board of Supervisors Chair Chuck Wynn. He said local people are open to drone delivery if the FAA sets limits to maximize safety and minimize disturbance.
I think they're going to be very concerned in regards to the time that these drones will be flying, the location, certainly the height, and other things.
An Amazon spokesman said crashes are to be expected during rigorous testing that pushes systems to their limits and beyond. The company says it applies the learnings from each incident to improve.
Amazon hasn't given a timeline for the real-world rollout of one-hour delivery by drone in the U.S., other than to say it's coming later this year to that California town. Amazon Prime Air won't be the first to market. Competitors such as Walmart, Google Wing, and UPS are already in the air with limited drone delivery trials in Sunbelt states. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
And I'm Antonio Sierra in Pendleton.